Hi, my name is Deck Doyle, and I've been a driving instructor for the best part of 15 years. I'm a full-time instructor, and my driving school is Top Gear Driving School. That is Top Gear Driving School. It's a great name, isn't it? www.topgeardrivingschool.ie. I'm a fully accredited ADI, and you can find me on the RSA website. I've set up this podcast to help take the fear and stress out of learning to drive, and to help people who want to learn to drive to become a safe and responsible driver, to build their confidence. I found the best way to achieve this is to understand the car and to understand the system of driving. I think it's unfair to expect somebody to sit in the car and just get it. What's easy about controlling a ton of metal? So today we're going to work with lesson five. And if you look at the syllabus and look at lesson five, there's a myriad amount of work in it. There's positioning on the straight, cornering, negotiating bends, negotiating junctions, changing lanes, entering and exit slip roads, entering and exiting junctions, reversing, turning, parking, stopping. I have to be honest with you, I would never get through all of that in one lesson. There's an awful lot of work in there. And the way we operate Top Gear is we do, we revisit, we work, we move on, we revisit until you're comfortable. At the end of the day, the student is the most important person in the car. I always remember when I was growing up, folks used to say to me, it's not all about you, Declan. I wondered when it stopped being about me. Nobody ever said to me, this is your last day, you know, get used to it. In the car, it's all about you. And I work at your pace, not at mine. So trying to get through everything in lesson five on the syllabus is pretty much impossible. So today what we're going to focus on, we're going to focus on the turnabout. And we're going to look at the turnabout. We're going to look at what the tester is looking for from you with the turnabout. And then we're going to put a procedure in to make it easy for you to do the same every time. It's like any exam you do. When you get the paper, you look at it and you sort of say, okay, what's the question? What is the question? What does he want from me out of the question? And once you understand that, then you can go about giving it to him. If you're doing a maths exam and you start answering a question about Shakespeare and the relationship between Macbeth and his wife, it could be the best analysis ever. It could be fantastic, but it's not what he's looking for. So it has no bearing at all. What is he looking for? On the turnabout, he's looking for three simple things. Your control of your clutch, your observation, and your understanding of the relationship between steering wheel and wheels. What way are my wheels facing? What way do I want to face them? Observation. What's happening on the road? I'm taking up both sides of the road during this exercise. So I need to check all around me. And not a sneaky glance left or right. Turn your head. Look. Turn your torso. Then you're going back. Turn. It's not for the test. This is for you. This is to improve your observation, to get the information you need to determine, is it safe for me to carry out this exercise? And that's what we're going to do. That's what he's looking for from you on the test in the turnabout. Observation, understanding of the relationship between steering wheel and wheels, and how you can control your clutch. So before you get to this point on the test or on the lesson, I've seen, or the tester has seen, how you deal with lights, how you deal with roundabouts, how you deal with changing lanes. Now I want to have a much closer look at your control of your clutch. If you think about it, the width of the road is between 10 and 12 metres wide. Okay, and if you let your clutch out fully, it's going to go to 7 kilometres an hour without any acceleration. But 7 kilometres an hour in that confined space is too fast. You'll just career across the road and into the driveway or into the curb. So we're going to keep it at biting point. We get the car to biting point and keep it at that. Let the handbrake off and the car will move off. But before we do that, we go back to our standard routine for moving off. which is mirror, 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 indicate, into gear, get your bite. As you're releasing your handbrake, you check your blind spot. And if you work with that routine and talk to yourself, you don't even have to be in the car. You can go through this routine when you're making a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. What's my routine for moving off? Mirror, 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 indicate, into gear, get my bite. As I'm releasing the handbrake, I check my blind spot. Now, for the purpose of this exercise, we're going to add one further feature. And we're going to turn the wheel fully before we move off. And the reason we do that is to narrow the arc. If I turn it once, my arc is going to be big, wide sweep, right? But if I turn it fully, now my arc is much tighter. And I'm going to bring it over closer to the curb where it's nearly at, perpendicular to it. Not quite, but, you know, as close as you can get. And then we get over there and we stop, handbrake neutral. Why? Because the roads are built where the centre of the road is higher than the curbs. Now, the reason for that is quite simple. It's for drainage. You know, let the water run away to the side. So the crown of the road is higher than the sides of the road. And if you're ever in a flood, drive down the centre of the road where there's least water. If you're driving to the side, there's going to be much more water there where it's gathered from the flow off. We bring it over to the curb and we put on our handbrake in neutral to prevent us from rolling into the curb. If you hit the curb at any point on the test, never mind on the exercise we're doing now, but at any point, you fail. Everything has to be done within the parameters of the road. So we're over, handbrake neutral. Now, at that point, as I say, you're nearly perpendicular to the curb. What are your mirrors telling you about what's happening on the road? And the answer is nothing. Mirrors don't see round corners. They will see directly behind you. And direct behind you is giving you no information of what you need about the road. Is there anything coming from my right, from my left? So again, I need to physically look. And I look to my left and I look to my right. Once I'm satisfied, I'll turn the wheel the other way, all the way. Again, checking my mirrors. I don't need to indicate at this point. You won't be penalised if you do. But my reverse lights are telling people what I'm doing. But if you indicate, you know, that's not a bad thing either. So now we bring the car back. And we stop. Okay? In the middle of the road. At this point, your mirrors are again redundant. We bring it back and we stop in the centre of the road, getting my front wheels on the line in the middle of the road. Handbrake neutral. Now I'm not going to roll back into the curb. But if you look in your right mirror, you won't be able to see where the curb is. But if you're looking for the line in the middle of the road and you get your front wheel on that, which is just shy of your mirror or the stanchion in the front, and that's where your front wheel is and it should be on the line in the middle of the road, now you're never going to hit the curb. Why? Because the cars are built to suit the road, not the road to suit the cars. So the manufacturers know that that's the width of the road. That's where we're going to build our car. So if you get your line in the middle of the road and get your front wheel on it, you're never going to hit it. Again, handbrake neutral so I don't roll back. Now, at this point, I'm going to be moving away from the traffic coming from my right, but I'm moving into the traffic coming from my left. So the last thing you do is you check, is it safe to move off? So we indicate, check your mirrors, into gear, get your bite. Again, just keeping it at biting point. During the whole exercise, we never go over 2 kilometres an hour. You should be able to control your clutch at 2 kilometres an hour and bring the car out. Last thing and final act is check to your left to see, is anything coming? You'll hear a car, but you won't hear a bike. You won't hear a scooter. So you must check to the left and see is it safe to go. And then we move out. Nice and gently, keeping it 1-2 kilometres, pull into the left, indicate, and park. And that's your exercise. Keep it simple. 3 steps. Bringing it over, bringing it back, bringing it out. You indicate on the first. You can, or not necessarily, indicate on the second, but you must definitely indicate on the third. And that's how we do our turnabout. So, first of all, understand what's he looking for. He's looking for your control of your clutch, your observation, and your understanding of the relationship between steering wheel and wheels. That's what he wants. That's what we're going to give him. It's like any exam. Ask yourself, what's he looking for? Once you know, then you can give it to him. And that's how you deal with the turnabout. We'll come back to other elements in lesson 5, you know, over the next number of podcasts. We have covered some of them, you know, like positioning on the road, positioning, turning left and right. But again, it's on the lesson, so we have to sort of cover it. But the secret to it is understand what's being asked of you. Why is it on the test? And that takes the fear out of it. And that's what we're here to do. Take the fear out of it, build your confidence. Deck Doyle, Top Gear Driving School. Thanks for listening.